Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Brenda.
Good morning, LaVon.
Brenda is, of course, at Golden Hills RC&D. And Brenda, tell us where that office is located, because some people go, Golden Hills RC&D, where is that at?
Right. So Golden Hills RC&D Resource Conservation and Development is located in Oakland, Iowa. We are a nonprofit organization that provides local leadership and framework to help develop and carry out plans for conservation development and natural and human resources within the Southwest Iowa region. We actually serve 8 different counties. We serve Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties.
And doing that, you have a wide variety of programs, activities, and so on. And we want to talk about one that's coming right up this weekend called Rural Ramble. What's that all about?
Yeah, so this is the second annual Pottawatomie County Rural Ramble. It's a small farm tour where it is folks just jump in their car and we have 9 different participants on the tour this year, and it's a self-guided tour to these 9 locations. This year we're featuring Does and Divas, which is near Honey Creek, Iowa. It's a goat and sheep farm that makes cheese, just very, very delicious. We have Dittmar's Orchard and Vineyard near Council Bluffs, Iowa. Old Tree Farm, which grows organic produce, and they're near Carson. Botna Burrow, which is another organic produce farm near Hancock. 3B Farms, which is an orchard and pumpkin farm, and they have honeybees, and they have hydroponics there. They are just outside of Griswold. We have Nishnabotna Naturals, which is outside of Oakland, and they are another organic produce farm. The Swallow's Nest, outside of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We have Prairie Crossing Vineyard and Winery near Trainer. And the Nishna Heritage Museum in Oakland is going to be featuring the our sponsors, actually, the East and West Pottawatomie County Farm Bureau, who's sponsoring the event, will be set up there with some of their traditional farm equipment. They're going to have the Pottawatomie County Conservation Trailer, and they have invited the cattlemen to come in and grill hamburgers for lunch.
Okay, and that's, now you can do this Rural Ramble on either the 6th or 7th, but I understand the lunch is just on Saturday?
That is correct. So the Rural Ramble will be going on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th. It officially runs from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., but I would encourage you to check our brochure. Each site has maybe a little bit longer or shorter hours. So do check the brochure. But the lunch on Saturday at the museum will only be on Saturday from 11 until 1.
Okay, I want to talk about these few specifically, but what's the idea of the Rural Ramble? Why did this all come together? What are people going to see and do? Where they come and go? Because this isn't a sit-down thing. There's not a program. You can come and go anytime between 11 and 5, depending on the farm host. So why?
Right. So this actually started a year ago so that we could educate the public on where their food comes from and show them the fields where their food is grown and have a better understanding and experience our rural communities and the economic development and growth that is needed out in those rural areas. Just have an appreciation for where that food is coming from. And as you mentioned, each stop is going to have different fun activities, such as hayrack rides, and each site will have a prize as a kind of a raffle prize if you attend each site. But it's really an important, just a fun experience and an important way to get out and see what's going on in rural Iowa.
And you have all these choices. Maybe you don't want to go to all of them, and that's just fine. You mentioned the brochure. And I guess there are 2 questions. Where can I get the brochure? And if I can't get the brochure, where can I go online to find it?
Right. So the brochures, each of the vendors have been distributing those for about a month now. They are located at some of our local banks and post offices and things of that nature. However, probably the most easiest way for folks to find that brochure would be to visit www.swiffi.org. That's www.swiffi.org. And you can find a printable version of the brochure there. You can also follow us on Facebook at Rural Ramble Potco. So it's Rural Ramble, P-O-T-T-C-O, to find that information. Or you can simply give me a call here at Golden Hills, and I'd be happy to send you one out. And my phone number is 712-482-3029.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to some of these, because there's a wide variety to pick from here in terms of what they specialize in. And then there's the Nishna Heritage Museum. And I just comment, if you haven't been to the museum lately, that's a really great stop, because they've updated. And they have this beautiful mural.
Yes, we're very proud in Oakland of the mural on the site of the Nishna Heritage Museum. The committee with the museum is very excited to welcome folks in to show off that beautiful mural that Zach Jones from Malvern painted. He completed that project about a year ago. It's just stunning, and it features, you might be wondering why it ties into the Rural Ramble, but it features a beautiful agriculture scene with combines harvesting, and it's a sight to behold.
It is. And of course, there is farm equipment and so on in the museum also. Let's talk a little bit about does and divas, sheep and goats, because as I understand, they're a bit unusual that there's not just many sheep and goat farms that do the dairy products.
No, they're kind of unique that they do the sheep and the goats. I think that she does that simply just, it's a little bit different product. It differentiates her from some of her competitors. She makes some amazing cheeses, but beyond that, she even makes soaps and some other products from that milk. And I think she might even plan to have a couple goats out that
oh, fun.
Get good milk if
fun.
They wanted to.
Yeah. So get acquainted with her. I believe she was at, people attended the Harvest Market in Atlantic a couple of years ago. She was there with cheese samples, but this would be a good time to go see the farm and taste a lot more. I'm sure she'll have tasting samples out there for people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Now, Dittmer's Orchard, I'm thinking that a number of people at least have seen the signs, heard that name. They've been in business for a long time.
They have. They are a foundation for the community of Council Bluffs and that market. But, you know, people are coming from long distances to check them out. They have been expanding their offerings over the last several years. So it's not just an apple orchard anymore. They do wines. They have a pumpkin patch. They do more and more produce each year. So they are just really growing and have a lot to offer there at Dittmer's.
So if you were there a couple of years ago, you better go back.
That's right.
Be surprised. And then, mentioning wine, you have one that just specializes in wine.
We do. We have Prairie Crossing, one of our vineyards here in southwest Iowa. They are just outside of Trainer, Iowa, an award-winning, amazing Prairie Crossing wines. They actually have a rental facility there, so that just opened up here in the last few months. So if you're looking for a wedding venue, that might be a good chance for you to come out and take a look.
Okay, and then Swallow's Nest, there's another one that it looks like each of these are unique, but they kind of go, in addition to the vegetables, herbs and flowers?
They do. They specialize in herbs and flowers, so you'll be able to see those growing outside. They have inside in their little store, they have some antiques and some dried flowers and herbs. And they will also be doing a demonstration with a sawmill. And if you've never seen a sawmill in operation, that is really an interesting thing to learn about. So I would encourage you to stop by there.
Okay, so we've just picked out a few of these to talk about, but Does and Divas, Dittmer's Orchard, Old Tree, Botna Burrow, 3B Farms, Nishna Botna Natural, Swallow's Nest, Nishna Heritage Museum, Prairie Crossing. What a group of things to choose from on August 6th and 7th, depending on the site. So again, Brenda, remind us where we can find all of that information.
Absolutely. So please visit us at www.swiffi.org, and you can print one of our brochures and find information. There's also an interactive map there on that SWIFFI site where you can click on each of the locations and get a little more information about each of those sites.
Okay, so if those letters don't make sense, SWIFFI stands for Southwest Iowa Food and Farm Initiative. So SWIFFI, that's a good website. And then you mentioned that there's also a Facebook place. We want to thank you very much, Brenda Windmuller, for visiting with us today about the Rural Ramble in Pottawatomie County. And until next time, here's the thought. The best wines are the ones we drink with friends.